Deuteronomy 34, verse 9, and then Joshua chapter 1, 1 through 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I was thinking on this passage, and you know, as Moses had died and left the children of Israel without a leader, seemingly. And you know, they needed a leader, and God had already rose up a man. He already knew who was going to be the next leader. And as we think about the church and what we're in here, you know, God has called his man to another church, but he also, at the same time, has a man right in plan to step into this position. And we can, just as Israel could trust God to bring them a leader, we can as a church trust God to bring us a leader. And you know, we see that as I studied this and read this and thought upon it, it just seemed like God seen some things in Joshua that made him a good leader, that qualified him to be the leader. And we can as a church look at these things and know what to look for in a pastor. And we see things in Joshua, and it also tells us in Timothy what we were looking for, but it's good to see things throughout the Bible. God shows us what to look for in a leader and in a pastor. So what are we to look for in a pastor? Well, just like it says of Joshua here in verse 9, it says Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. He was full of the Spirit. What you look for in a pastor is a man that's full of the Spirit. And, you know, things to look for to see if he is full of the Spirit. You read the book of Acts, and you see every time somebody was filled with the Holy Spirit, it gave them boldness. It didn't make them jump up and speak in gibber-jabberish. You know, they did speak in tongues, but it was understandable foreign languages. It didn't mean that they were going to run around a building or swing from a chandelier, but all it meant is they spake in boldness. They prophesied, they testified, they witnessed boldly for the name of Jesus Christ. And you remember when Joshua and Caleb spied out the land, and they came back and boldly stood on the word of God, what God had already promised them. They went and they seen the same giants that other men seen. But they came, 10 of them came back and gave an evil report, but Joshua and Caleb came back and gave a good report. And they said, we can take this land because God said we could. And They stood on the Word of God. They stood on what they know God had said. And a man, the man of God, the man that needs to be a pastor, will be a man that stands on the Word of God.
Amen.
Doesn't matter, just like Joshua and Caleb. You know, they stood against the multitude. They was going to stone them to death. The multitude was going to stone them to death that night, but they stood on what God had said. They didn't change their mind. And the man of God, it doesn't matter who stands against him. Doesn't matter if the most powerful people in the church stand against him. He's going to stand on the Word of God. That's what we need to look for in a man of God, is he has boldness.
Yeah,
right. Is he full of the Spirit?
Yeah.
Remember when Peter in the book of Acts, when he stood boldly before the Sanhedrin, he was arrested for, him and John was arrested for healing the man. And they took him in. They stood before the exact same people that sentenced Jesus to death, had him crucified. And he told them boldly that he healed this man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told them boldly that they sinned against, they were guilty of the blood of their Messiah. That's what he told them. And he told the same people to kill Jesus boldly, the truth. And anybody that's filled the Spirit will boldly stand on the Word of God. And that's one thing you need to look for in a pastor, somebody that will boldly stand on the Word of God and won't be wishy-washy and won't fold under the pressure. He's going to stand with the Word of God even if everybody in the building picked him up and threw him out the back door. He's going to stand truly on the Word of God. And something else we see here in Joshua that God knew about him was he was an experienced minister. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, says, Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister. God spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister. So he was an experienced minister. Joshua was had led the army of Israel for years. He had served Moses for 40 years. And he was a servant to Moses. He was a minister to Moses. This word minister is translated from a Hebrew word, shalrath or something like that. It means to contribute, to minister, to serve, to wait on. And that's what a minister is. He's not out for his own ways. He's to serve the people. He's got a heart to do God's work. And, you know, there's preachers out there that may be great preachers, but they ain't servants. You know, there's some people out here that can really preach and just raise the roof when they do it. But they're not pastors. They might be great evangelists. They might be other things that God's called them into. But some men try to be pastors that God ain't really called them to be pastors. You want a man that is called to be a pastor. You want a man that is a servant. And you know, we need to look for that. Know that the man of God is an experienced servant. In Matthew 20:28, Jesus said that he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And that Greek word he used is where we get the word deacon. I can't really pronounce how they say it in Greek, so I won't even try. And it means to minister, to serve, to wait upon, and to be an attendant. The exact same thing that Hebrew word meant, that they translated into minister. So that's what Jesus came to be, and that's what we know, that Jesus was the good shepherd. He's the main shepherd, and all the pastors are the under shepherds. When you're looking for an under shepherd, you look for somebody that is a minister, somebody that's a servant like Jesus was. You look for a servant like Joshua was. Look for the examples in the Bible and you can see what you need. And in 1 Timothy 3:6 says that the bishop or pastor is not to be a novice. Like I said, Joshua here was an experienced minister. You know, he wasn't the leader of the nation, but he was a leader in the army. He was a servant of Moses for many years. And you don't have to be a servant for 40 years in our day. If a man had to be that, he'd be about dead by the time he got ready to pastor. But you got to be an experienced minister. And you got to be an experienced servant. And, you know, we can know that about somebody. And we can know that they qualified in that way. And the Bible does give us qualifications for the pastor and for things. And we need to look for those signs in him and make sure we're seeking what God says we need to seek for. And he says, And another thing is a leader, he must be a leader who will follow and trust in God. And you look here about what God told Joshua and told him that he was going to lead the people into the promised land. And every place is, he put us, placed the sole of his foot on was going to be theirs. And he told them what the size of the land would be. And God described it to him. And then they told him, said, be of good courage. Be strong, be of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Now a man of God has to be willing to obey all the law. And what that means is, in our day, what he's talking about, the law was the written word of God that they had. God gave him, Moses, the law. And that's what he wrote down. And we got a lot more than the law today. We got to obey a lot more than just the law. We got to obey all the word of God. And we need a man that knows that, realizes that, and will do that. And he must be willing to follow and trust in God. He must have God's vision for the church and lead it into it. You know, just like God gave Joshua his vision for these people. He said, you're going to lead them into this land that I promised them. And he told them, you know, what this land would look like, what it was. And, you know, the man of God will have a vision for the church. And just like Joshua here led the people into Canaan land, we need to remember that the Canaan land is a type and picture of victorious Christian life. I think that's the heart of every pastor, every real man of God, is that his people, those people that God's placed him over, he wants to see them live the victorious Christian life. You know, a pastor should be a man who has a vision to lead the church into the victorious Christian life. You know, he knows and realizes that there are some who won't go. There's some that just ain't going to do it. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you drug them by the neck, they ain't going to do it. God don't. But he also realizes that there are those who will go, and they need somebody there with them. They need somebody there to lead them. And, you know, he won't let those that won't go discourage him. He just goes on with the Lord, and he'll be there as long as the Lord says so. And, you know, a pastor is not a man who is just here. You know, there are some pastors that just want to be here for Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and leave me alone. That's not a pastor. You know, that might be a preacher. He might be a great preacher, but he's not a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a pastor for your church. And he is a man who loves the Lord and is here to please the Lord, not himself. We need a man that's here to please the Lord, not himself. You know, I've had people give me names of some preacher and they say, well, he wants something for Sunday morning. He's got something here, and he wants something for Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday. And this ain't a job. You know, this is a calling. Yeah, I'm not interested in somebody who just wants something on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We want somebody that's here because God's called them here. This is a calling. And we realize that. And if he don't realize that, I ain't got time to teach him. You know, I don't want him. That ain't my business to teach him. And, you know, he's a man that is in the Bible and not afraid to stand on it. You know, in verse 8 and 9, it says, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. He's talking to Joshua. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's why we're supposed to take care of the man of God, so he'll have time to study, to meditate, and take, you know, get what God has for him to give to us. And he's going to be in the meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now, God says a lot in this word, so that man is going to have to be in this word a lot to to know what God would have us to do. And for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, like I said, he needs to be in the book of the law. When he says the book of the law, that to us today, he would say be in the Bible, be in all the Word of God, be in the whole Bible. It says do according to all that is therein. You know, we need a man that's willing to do according to all the Bible, not just the parts that we want to hear. You know, not just the parts that he thinks sounds good to the people in the congregation there. You know, the most popular preachers in this country will stand up on TV and get up there and preach a feel good, preach, oh, you know, you need to feel better about yourself. And they reading something out of this Bible, but they're not preaching the whole Word of God. They're not preaching the whole counsel of God. They're not telling people that they're lost sinners on their way to a devil's hell and need to be saved. And then they get up at the end of it and now pray this little prayer and say tell somebody if they said that with them are saved. He just ensured that soul to go to hell just about, because that soul ain't getting saved because he said a prayer. Nowhere in this Bible you read that you're saved by saying a prayer. Right. You're saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in Him. Yeah. And you know, letting Him take your sins, and you just give Him the nothing you got and let Him do with it what He will. And need all what the Word of God says. And even if you're saved and you don't like what it says at that time, you let it change your life and you'll like it later. And you'll thank God that you had a man stand up and tell you the truth and what you needed to hear, not just what you wanted to hear. So need somebody that'll stand and teach all the Word, preach all the Word, and not just what he thinks somebody wants to hear. If you got somebody that just tells you what you thinks you want to hear, then you go vote for a president or something. Yeah, that's what you're going to do. And you go get you a politician, not a preacher. And we need somebody that, you know, it says that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, it says that thou shalt have good success. It does not say or imply that you will have all success. You know, just a man of God ain't always promised to have all success, but he is promised to have good success. And there will be struggles. There will be oppositions. There will even be, sadly, be those that fall away and will not follow you. But you will have good success. You know, if you do it the way God says it, then you'll have good success. That means when he does it God's way, he may not have big numbers, but he has success. And but his success will be sure, and it will be lasting. You know, he'll make a difference in somebody's life, and it'll be everlasting difference. He'll help somebody be a strong Christian. Like I said, that's what should be on the heart of every pastor. Lead somebody into the victorious Christian life. Make them a better Christian when it's time for him to go, or when God calls him out of here, than they were when he got here. And you know, that's what we need to desire, somebody that's going to stand up here and tell us the truth. Lead us in that way. And Brother Allen, have good success while he's here.
Bless him.
And what he accomplished will continue.
Yeah.
It'll continue on in this church if we allow. You know, we got to choose to, though. If we got in a hurry and got the wrong man, or we just went after anybody because they had a big name,
right,
we could mess up what he started.
Right.
It'll continue if we go on with God. We do what's right. We know what's right. You know, he did not have all success, but he did have lasting, it did make a lasting difference. And it'll last if we let it.
Amen.
And we need to go on with the Lord. That's the way He pointed us. That's the direction He led us.
Yeah.
Need to go on with it. And just as the Lord was with him, the Lord will also be with the man that God has chose for this church to put in his place.
Amen.
He'll be just as much with him as he was with Brother Allen. God is not a respecter of persons.
Amen.
God knew what he was doing when he called Brother Allen to another church. And he knew who he was going to put in his pulpit when he done that. And, we just need to trust in the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Go on with the Lord because he knows what we need. And the Bible tells us what to look for. And I find it very interesting. And if you read 1 Timothy chapter 3, where it tells what the pastor must be, it says nothing about his preaching. It doesn't say anything about his style of preaching. It doesn't say you have to like the way he preaches. Yeah, it don't matter if he stands still behind the pulpit or if he runs and slides in the home plate like Billy Sunday.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with it.
That's right.
Yeah. That should not be a determining factor in who you call as a pastor here. It may take a while to get used to some things that may be different about him. But the important thing is that he fits the requirements that God has given us in His Word. And that's what we need to look for. And don't just look at his preaching. Of course we want to enjoy his preaching. If he's preaching his Word, we should enjoy it.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be the same style that Alan has or Larry Adams has or any other preacher we'd like to hear. You know, Brother Larry Adams and Alan Fox, you couldn't find much different preaching styles in this world, but we enjoy and love both of them. You know, it doesn't have nothing to do with the style of preaching. It's got to do with, do they stand on the Word of God? Do they fit the requirements that this Word gives us for the man of God? And, you know, if you've been here as long as I have, church, we have seen it done wrong here in this church. But thank God we've past several years we've seen it done right.
Amen.
And
bless them
all. Once we've been on the right path, once we've been pointed in the right direction, there's no way I want to go back to the wrong.
Amen.
There's no way I want to see this church go back to the wrong.
Amen.
We need to. So I say, as God said to Joshua in the verse 9, and as I say, as we look and seek for the man of God, and we do it God's way, and we seek for it in the Bible, as the Bible says, now have I not commanded thee? If we do it the way God commanded, then I say, be good, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
You can't go wrong if you're obeying God.
Amen.
You're seeking God's man and God's way. You know, and things is hard and change is hard sometimes, but God will get us through it. God knows what He's doing. And we'll just do it His way. We'll come through. And we'll be glad that we have God's way. And we'll be thankful that God's done all He has done.
Amen.
Because we'll be stronger because of what He allowed us to go through. God didn't put us through this to chastise us. God's doing it to test us. And sometimes we got to pass the test, and we want to pass the test the first time. And, you know, thank God for the test. And when we get through these tests, we'll always thank God for them because it'll show us what we are. It'll make us stronger Christians.
Right.
It'll help us to go on with the Lord in a better way. So just be of good courage. Thank the Lord for what He's about to do.